PMDD partners, welcome to another episode of the In Love with PMDD podcast. I am your host, Dr. Rose Alcaton, your PMDD relationship psychotraumatologist. And being that I have PMDD, I have chosen to specialize my practice in helping PMDD partners to stop the monthly breakups. Each week, I will be providing you with my signature trauma transformational tools. Now let's get into this week's episode.
Today, I'm going to talk about one of my most impactful tools. I'm on day 12 of PMDD, and today we're going to talk about just be loving. So a lot of times when you are upset with your PMDD partner, when they've triggered you, when they've done something, you know, that really gets you into that place of rage, you get into that place. And I always tell my clients, just be loving. And they always say, what does that look like, Dr. Rose? So today I'm going to break down one of my most powerful tools that I use with my private clients, and it's the JBL method. Just be loving. So what does it mean to be loving to your PMDD partner after they triggered you, after they made you mad, after they said things and done things that really caused you to suffer more into PMDD, but you know that you want to get into that place where you want to get back on the same page with your PMDD partner. You want to stop having this stress, stop having this anxiety over things just really not going your way, right? So today I'm going to be talking to you about that, the JBL method. So just be loving. I always use 1 Corinthians 13 as a basis of like, what does love mean like? So even if you're in that dating phase with your PMDD partner where you're like, well, Dr. Rose, I don't really love them yet, but you want to be loving. You're working towards being loving in that relationship. So this tool is really going to help you. And so let's break down what loving your PMDD partner means, even after they've triggered you. So the first thing is love endures with patience and serenity. So the first thing you know that you want to do after your PMDD partner has triggered you is to be patient with them. And part of that patience is taking a step back and saying, okay, what's really going on with my PMDD partner? Instead of immediately reacting to the anger, immediately reacting to the trigger, you're seeking to understand what is really going on with my PMDD partner that's causing them to act out of character. Why are they talking to me like that? Why are they acting like that? Maybe they're shutting down and they're stonewalling you, or maybe they're walking out on you, or maybe they're saying hurtful words to you. So I remember so many times I had to do this and use this tool because I couldn't understand why my PMDD partner was reacting to me in a completely different way. And I'm like, when I'm in my follicular days and we're all loving, like he would never talk to me like that. He would never treat me like this. But when your PMDD partner is hurting, they're experiencing emotions that are causing them to act differently towards you. So instead of focusing on their behavior, instead of focusing on the way that they're triggering you, instead of focusing on the things that they're doing to you, the behavior that they're showing to you, the ugly behavior, instead of focusing on the ugly behavior that your PMDD partner is showing you, it says love endures with patience and serenity. So what that means is you're being patient with them enough to take the time to understand what's really going on with them. That is why you need the patience, because you really need to say, okay, what is going on with my PMDD partner? And the next thing is love is kind, right? So when we talk about love is kind, kindness is one of the most basic things that you can do with you in your PMDD relationship, but it's so hard after your PMDD partner has triggered you. Because you may be like, Dr. Rose, I don't want to be kind to them. Or if you're in the ego, you may be like, they don't deserve for me to be kind to them because they said this to me and they said they did this to me. And so you're in that place of not wanting to be kind to your PMDD partner. But no, when you're not being kind, you're not being loving, right? So then what does that mean? Meaning, even if they're coming at you, saying things below the belt, talking to you crazy. Again, like I told you yesterday, you can remove yourself from the situation. And when you do so with kindness. You're not saying, I'm out of here. You're not calling them out of their name. You're not feeding into the negativity that they're giving you. Remember, when your PMDD partner is triggered by something, when they're hurt by something, you're not giving it back to them. It's not like, though, if you decide to give it back to them, right? If they're hurting you, if they're talking to you, if they're saying hurtful things and you give it back to them, if you say hurtful things back, you're keeping that cycle going. So nothing is going to change unless one of you decide to just be loving and use this method. So you're being kind. So if you notice that your PMDD partner is saying things to you and they're doing things that are triggering you, consciously or unconsciously in PMDD, you're just going to choose to be kind, and you're going to take a step back and you're going to walk away. And so it's this love is kind and thoughtful. And by thoughtful, it is keeping in mind what is going on with my PMDD partner. You're not focused on how they're treating you. You're focused on what's going on with them. So loving someone is a very selfless act. It's not self-serving. It's not all about what makes me feel good. What do I want to do? And so ideally, you and your PMDD partner are both being loving, which means when you have two individuals in a PMDD relationship and they're both being loving, you're both in that place of thinking about the other person. So I know what you may be saying, Dr. Rose, but my PMDD partner is not thinking about me. So what do I do if I have to be the one to be kind to them, to be loving towards them, to be patient with them, and they're not being that way towards me? Here's what I'm telling you. This is why I only need one of you to use my tools, because if one of you shift your mood and don't fall into that trap of, you know, saying angry things back and being mean back, then what happens is you're shifting your PMDD partner by choosing to be loving, even when they're in a place where they're not lovable. You can be loving towards your PMDD partner, even when they're in a place where they're not being lovable, because you know that they're going to snap out of it. But your PMDD partner is never going to snap out of it if you're consistently saying angry things back to your PMDD partner because they said angry things to you. You're going to stay in that cycle. But if your PMDD partner is triggered for some reason because they have something going on with them, remember, everything that your PMDD partner says has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. A person can only give you what's already inside of them. So if your PMDD partner is showing anger, if your PMDD partner is in that place where they're showing bitterness, where they're showing resentment, where they're showing all of these things where you know that they're hurt by something, that has to do with what's going on with them. So that's where it says is love is kind and thoughtful. So you're being thoughtful about what your PMDD partner is going through. So the next part of it, it says love does not brag and is not proud. So it's not for you to say, oh, I'm the bigger person. I'm upset and I'm not talking to you like that. I'm in PMDD and I'm not talking to you like that. You're not bragging about your ability to not give them those angry words. You're not bragging over, oh, that bothers you. That doesn't bother me. Right? You're not being arrogant. You're not operating within the ego. If you know that your PMDD partner is hurt, if you know that they're saying things to you and they're doing things to you that is coming out of a place of being hurt or offended by something, you're not going to be in that place where you're just saying, oh, well, that sucks to be you, that bothers you. That doesn't trigger me. I don't see what the big deal is. That's when you're operating with the pride and the ego, or you know that it's something that's going on with your PMDD partner and you're just choosing not to address it with them. How many times have you know that your PMDD partner is hurt about something, you know they're offended about something, but you feel like, well, I didn't do anything wrong. That's their problem, right? That's not being loving. That's being prideful. That's being arrogant. That's saying, so many times when you get into PMDD, you can get into a very selfish nature where you're focusing on your symptoms and you're saying everything has to do with me. You know, I'm the one that's suffering with symptoms. What's wrong with you? Like, I'm the one that has PMDD. What's wrong with you? That's the mentality that you can get when you're not being loving, because you're not focused on what's going on with your PMDD partner. You're only focused on yourself. So the next thing is, it is not self-seeking. It is not worried about what's going on with you because you're suffering in PMDD. Even if you're suffering in PMDD and you have these symptoms, you can still be thoughtful and considerate and loving towards your PMDD partner. I'm going to say that again. Even when you're suffering in PMDD, you can still be thoughtful and considerate to your PMDD partner as to what it is that they're going through, right? So the next thing is, it is not provoked, meaning not overly sensitive and easily angered. And this was a big thing for me, because I literally would get so upset with my PMDD partner when they would say hurtful words to me. I would immediately get into this place where I would get easily provoked. You know, my PMDD partner could just say something or do something, and then all of a sudden I'm in that place of, you know, feeling like, oh, well, I don't want to be loving towards you because you're not being loving towards me. When you're loving someone, it's not based off of what they're doing for you. It's not saying, if you love me, if you treat me like this, then I'll treat you like this. It is not self-seeking. It is not overly sensitive. So you're believing the best about your PMDD partner. You're believing that they have your best interest. So even when they're saying things to you that trigger you, even when they're doing things that trigger you, you are believing, okay, I know that they don't mean this. You're thinking the best of them. You're saying, I know that there's something that's really going on with them. And a lot of times, once you're loving and you're kind to your PMDD partner, they're going to come back and they're going to apologize to you. And they're really going to feel bad for the way that, they talked to you, for the way that they treated you, for the way that they gotten easily triggered. But they're not going to get to that place of apologizing to you or getting to that place of wanting to ask for your forgiveness if you're consistently being angry back at them. So if they're cussing you out, and they're angry and they're triggered over something and you cuss them back out, then you're going to end up in this big blow up fight and nothing's going to change because you're both going to be in that place of doing damage to each other in the relationship. So remember, it is not easily provoked, not overly sensitive and easily angered. A lot of times, if you feel like you're in that place where I'm overly sensitive and I'm easily angered because I'm in PMDD, because I'm experiencing these symptoms, then I want you to take accountability for your emotions and do what it takes for you to regulate your emotions, right? So maybe you take a walk, you go on your own and you're angry. You need to breathe it out. And you say, okay, I'm going to regulate my emotions so that I can come back and I'm not taking it out on my PMDD partner. And so the next thing it says is it does not. Okay. So Vibrance Moon says, I feel like before and around ovulation time is always the most sensitive, intense for me lately. I have to really give myself some grace and space to process the anxious energy. Exactly. But that's you being self-aware. So you're really recognizing when I'm in the ovulation phase, this is probably when I'm going to be overly sensitive and easily angered and experiencing all of this anxiousness. And I want to tell you, that's exactly right. Give yourself some grace. Understand that this is the state that you're going to be in. So, you know, every single time that you're in ovulation, know that you're in that space and whatever it is that takes you out of that anxious energy. I know for me, if I'm in a conversation with my ex-PMDD partner, I can't stay in that conversation when I'm having that anxious energy. When I'm consistently having that anxious energy, I need to take some space because like I told you yesterday, emotions only last for 90 seconds. It is what you do within those 90 seconds that continue to feed it. So if you know that you're having this anxious energy, go take a walk, go listen to some music, go do some dishes, go to the mall, go get your nails done, go do something that's going to distract you from that anxious energy. Watch a show, but you don't want to keep yourself in that situation knowing that it's consistently triggering you because that's when that anxious energy can turn into PMDD rage. That's because your body is trying to tell you, it's that fight or flight. It's trying to tell you, get out of there, get out of there, get out of there. This situation is making you anxious. It may be your partner that's making you anxious. So be kind. Let your PMDD partner know, I'm going to take some space right now. So that's exactly what you said, the exact right thing. Because you said, give myself some grace and space. Grace and space are the two main things that you can do that are not going to cause damage to your relationship and your PMDD partner. So you're doing amazing. But recognize for you, it may be ovulation. For other people, it may be PMDD. Even sometimes in your follicular phase, your PMDD partner can trigger you and get you into that space. So I don't want you to feel like it's only during ovulation. So don't compare yourself to somebody else, but I'm pretty sure, Vibrancy Moon, that because you recognize this during the ovulation stage, you know, when you come out of ovulation, you're able to regulate your emotions a lot easier. You have a lot less anxious energy. So be self-aware about that. So when you're leaning in and being loving to your PMDD partner, you know that it may be harder for you to do it during your ovulation time. So take that grace in that space. So that's exactly what you need to do. So the next thing is, it does not take into account a wrong endured, meaning you're not throwing things that your PMDD partner has done. You're not throwing it back in their face. I know this is so hard to do because you get into a conversation with your PMDD partner and they may be telling you things that they don't like about your behavior. And you may say, well, what did you do? You know, I did this, but what did you do? So you're consistently taking things that they've done wrong and you're throwing it back in your face. But when you're being loving, you can consciously know that your PMDD partner has done something, but you're making a choice to not throw it back in their face because that's not being loving by trying to make your PMDD partner feel bad. And I know what you may be thinking, okay, well, they deserve it, Dr. Rose. Like, you don't know what they did or you don't know what they said. But when you're being loving, you're not focused on punishing your PMDD partner. You're focused on helping them to be more loving with you. You're not trying to punish your PMDD partner, even when they said and done things that are below the belt that is completely unacceptable. By you going back and being angry towards them, that's not going to stop. That's not going to make them treat you any better. When you decide to be angry back towards them, when you decide to be bitter back towards them, when you decide to be resentful, all that's going to do is be fueling that negativity between you and your PMDD partner. It's going to keep you in that place of being triggered. And then all of a sudden, no one's going to change. You're not being loving. Your PMDD partner's not being loving, and you're stuck. So I'm giving you the tools. Again, I always say with my private clients, I only need one of you. So if one of you are using these tools, it's going to help you get your PMDD relationship out of that place of being stuck. Because when your PMDD partner is doing these things, you're using these tools and you're just being loving. You're using this JBL method. So the next thing is, it does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth, right? So you're not basing it off of, okay, I need to prove myself right, and I need to say I'm right and you're wrong. No, it's not about that. We're not picking sides. So it says love bears all things regardless of what comes. So regardless of what your PMDD partner has said, regardless of what they did, it says love bears all things. That's carrying things. It believes all things. So you're believing the best about your PMDD partner because you know that 9 times out of 10, they're in that place of being hurt. They're hurt and they're triggered because something is going on with them. There's a reason why they're behaving this way. Just think about the last time you've been angry with your PMDD partner. There's a reason why you were acting that way. So instead of focusing on the behavior, focus on what is really going on with your PMDD partner. And the best way to do this is to just be loving. So these are my tools for today. I will see you again tomorrow. Go listen to this week's episode of the podcast. It's all talking about trauma in the body, and I will see you tomorrow. We got this. Bye. PMDD partners, it is National PMDD Awareness Month, and in lieu of this, I have officially launched In Love with PMDD TV. On this YouTube channel, you are going to be getting exclusive interviews with other PMDD partners. I'm always going to be coming on there, giving you more tools, more things for your PMDD relationships to stop the monthly breakups. But make sure you go over and subscribe to my YouTube channel, In Love with PMDD TV, so you can see more of me. Hey, that rhymes. But I'm super excited to be able to provide this for you. And then also, if you're wanting to be a guest on the podcast, In Love with PMDD, where you're listening to me right now, or if you want to be a guest on the TV show, In Love with PMDD TV on YouTube, make sure that you send me an email, rose@inlovewithpmdd.com. Let me know that you want to be a guest. Let me know that you want to share your story. Let me know that you want to share your journey. And for the month of April, I will be having other PMDD sufferers, other PMDD partners come on and collaborate with me on the podcast and then also on In Love with PMDD TV. This is about spreading awareness of PMDD, everything that we're suffering with, everything that we're going through. I want the world to be able to see what it is that we go through on a month-to-month basis so that more tools can be provided. So I'm super excited. Email me, rose@inlovewithpmdd.com, or you can DM me on Instagram, as always, where I blog my journey daily. But I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, we got this.